last year, the last 10 years, because you're sitting there on that stool of do nothing, doing nothing for yourself. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Cheap from cheap leaves poor. If you don't go nowhere, you ain't gonna get nowhere. The telephone number you're calling right now is 1-800-399-7353. And I see so many of you that need God to bless you with that new car, that new home, that new husband, that new wife, having problems on your job. Many of you that got that funny sickness in your body. As I tell many saints of God, you only have one time to live and one time to die. And many of you, you're sitting down that stool of do nothing, waiting, doing nothing, suffering, waiting for that time to die. What about living in Jesus' name? What about living and letting go and letting God? I serve the kingdom of an almighty God. I serve the kingdom of a living God. That new car you need, that new job. Don't let the devil steal your joy if you believe in God. I said, don't let the devil steal your joy. Louisiana, Mississippi. Many of you, don't forget to write me, Bishop Uriah. That's P.O. Box 3393, McDonough, Georgia, where the zip code is 30253. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Man of God, if the devil have came between your husband, me, your wife, and your girlfriend have taken away, I pray back. Woman of God, if the devil have came between you, your boyfriend, or your husband, I pray back. But on today, it's going to be one of the most blessed days, good God Almighty, that I've ever been. Right here in Louisiana, Mississippi. All you got to do is try. If you've tried all the rest, it's time for you, you and even you, to try God's best. My prayer line is open. The number is 1-800-399-7353. I've seen God bless many, take many off the bottom and put them on top. My prayer line is open toll free. That's 1-800-399-7353. All you got to do is get up right now. Get up and make a step and take a chance. Let go and let God. The number is 1-800-399-7353. God is a miracle worker. And September can be your month. The month that you pull yourself out of that hole. Good God Almighty. Today can be your day. I had a lady call me and said, Bishop, God bless me with over $100,000 by meditating and concentrating with your blessing. The telephone number is 1-800-399-7353. That's 1-800-399-7353. I want everyone that is listening to me that need God to make a way out of no way. If you got someone in the cell, Bob, you got to go to court and you need a right now blessing from God. You start calling me right now. That's 1-800-399-7353 with my one day, one way prayer. I'm talking about something for tonight and tomorrow that's going to bring you out and bring you through. I feel good about God and what he can do and what I've seen him do for so many saints. The number is 1-800-399-7353. Just start counting your many blessings. 1-800-399-7353. 1-800-273-5353. Just count your blessings in the name of Jesus. 1-800-399-7353. Let God move in your life and your family's life on today. The King of all the modern day talk, the real McCoy, is here in Louisiana, Mississippi. Good God Almighty, I feel good about it. Good about what God has been doing for his children. My one day, one way prayer for tonight and tomorrow. 1-800-399-7353. In the name of Jesus. Count your many blessings. 1-800-399-7353. Toll free right now. All day long. All night long. Call 1-800-399-7353. The real McCoy is here in Louisiana and Mississippi. And God has sent me back here in the South Main to help my father's children. 1-800-399-7353. I see the clock on the wall said, time for me to leave you. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. And I love you with the love of the good Lord.
Yes, he did, y'all. I said he woke me up this morning to see what the Lord.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Drift away, drift away. It will surely drift away. If your soul's not anchoring Jesus, it will surely drift away. Please call Alpha Omega Outreach Ministry, 870-692-5939 or 318-484-2500. And bless you.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
And in you are
exalted over all the earth.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. We've been talking to you about the family, and we started off talking about first love, first works. Then I shared with you 10 principles of first love that you need to start practicing and living by. Last week we talked about having a revelation regarding your husband or your wife and what they've been called to do and the gift, the anointing, the talent that's in them, and, dealing with them based on the revelation that you got from God, because God reveals our true identity to one another. Yeah. Amen. And today I'm going to talk to you about unity in the home. Now, every message that I've been preaching has dual application. It is a word for husbands and wives, but it's also a word for individuals. So there's a dual application. So even though I'm talking about the family, that don't mean that people that's not married, that the message ain't for them. You need to stay engaged because, like I say, the word is supernatural, and it has dual application. It's going to bless you because these principles work for whosoever will. Whosoever will apply these principles, they're going to work for you in any area of your life and in the area that you need them to work in. Amen? So we thank God for that. With that being said, I want you to know that Satan has a plan to destroy your family. He has a plan to destroy your family, but God has a plan to build your family. I mean, you know, God is the one that instituted family. It originated with God. We're part of his family. And so one of the weapons that Satan will use to bring destruction in a family is division. And division is the lack of unity. Now, the word division is defined as to separate into parts. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to separate your family into parts. Satan doesn't like unity in a home. That word also means to cut into pieces. That's what he wants to do with your marriage. That's what he wants to do with your life as an individual. Just want to cut you in pieces. That's what divide means. You know, if you divide something, if you divide a pie, that means you cut it into pieces. Right? The word divide means to divide into parties or to split into factions so that you got some on one side, some on the other. So that's division, and that's what he likes to use. Now, in Mark chapter 3, verse 23 to 27, I'm going to read that. It says, And Jesus called them unto him and said to them in a parable, how can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. That's your home right there. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand but have an end. Well, if Satan can have an end by being divided against himself, don't you think that your family can have an end too? Yes. If Satan is allowed to divide the husband and the wife, then he is able to bring an end to that marriage. And that's the reason why our divorce rate is over 50%. Because husbands and wives at one time were in unity together, started out together, sharing everything, but ended up cut into pieces. Divide it out. And when you divorce, what do? You split things into pieces. You take some, I take some. Right? That's the ultimate manifestation of division, is that everything gets divided out and the oneness is gone. And so I believe that God is having me minister on this area here, in this area of the family, because he wants strong families, and that's one of our pillars of our church. If you look up on the wall at that center back, what does it say? Strong families. That's one of the marks of this ministry here, is that God wants strong families in this church because the church is only as strong as the families that are in it. If you have a church full of strong families, then you got a real strong church. If you have a church full of divided homes, then your church going to be divided. It'd be hard to get unity in a place where there's division in the home. So we have to deal with this subject, and we have to deal with it aggressively. You have to be aggressive in pursuing and seeking unity in your home. And you have to be able to identify all of the things that cause division and eliminate them. Put them out of business. The devil needs to be put in the unemployment line. You need to stop him from working in your life. Amen. And you got the power to do it if you're born again. You can say no to the devil. And you can put him out of commission. Amen. All right. Then let's finish reading this here right here. He says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man and then he will spoil his house. So if you want to have unity in your home, you'll have to deal with the devil who wants to come against your home. You can't let him run roughshod over you. The husband and the wife together in unity become the strong man of a house. You know, the devil is not supposed to be the strong man in your home. He ain't supposed to be calling the shots. He ain't the one supposed to be doing the counseling. If you're getting all your counsel from the devil, then you're going to end up divided, because all of his counsel breaks down and divides. He don't know how to build a happy home. He has no knowledge of that. So I say, husband and wife, be the strong man together. When a husband and a wife come together, they become a strength, a unified force that is able to resist every adversary with the power of God. Amen. Husband and wives are strongest when they are in agreement, when they are in unity together. The greater the division, the weaker the family unit becomes. The family is at its weakest where there is a lack of unity. The family is at its weakest when there is division. But a family is at its strongest where there's unity, harmony, and agreement. You want a strong family? You got to have the family united and in agreement. Amen. Where there's division or lack of unity in the home, it is inevitable that sooner or later, frustration, disappointment, separation, emotional pain and anxiety, means unhappy feelings, will set in and become a part of the daily grind to hold things together. And if you let division come in, then you're unhappy, you're frustrated, you're disappointed, and with those kind of emotions working, then you're still trying to hold everything together. I'm going to tell you, it becomes a grind. It becomes a hard, hard way when you can't agree upon anything. It's bad. When there's division, self-preservation takes over, and progress together comes to a grinding halt. When you have division, if division is allowed to run its course, then sooner or later, both parties are going to become selfish and then only be concerned about what's best for me. And when you start making decisions based on what's best for you, then division is already at work. When you say, I got to protect me, I got to have my own identity, you know, I don't want to lose me in the process. Now, God created us individually, and we never lose our personal identity, especially in Christ. But a husband and a wife have to form one identity. You can't have two identities. You got to have one. That's what unity is all about. Unity implies wholeness or oneness. It means not divided. It means agreement, maximum strength, harmony, peace. Without an understanding of authority and submission in the home, unity is hard to be achieved. So when you got a wife wanting to run everything, or if you have a husband that don't want the responsibility, and the wife had to take over to hold things together, I'm going to tell you, it becomes a burden in the whole family, because now you got people trying to do things that they haven't been equipped by God to do. The man was equipped by God to be the head and to be the leader. A wife is equipped to help and to serve and to nurture. And we see that's why we're different. We ain't the same. I was talking to the praise and worship team yesterday about unity. I say, now, Cece and I don't agree on everything. I mean, we have disagreement. And so I said, the reason why is because if you went through that class that we had a few years ago called Love and Respect, women look through what? Pink eyeglasses. And men look through blue. I say, so what we have to do is that I had to take a pink lens and she had to take a blue one, and we put them together, we get purple. Now we got agreement. Because we both seeing purple now. She ain't just seeing pink and I ain't just seeing blue.
Amen.
Right? Praise God. Everybody say, see purple?
See purple.
You got to see purple. It means you just can't see things your way. The husband just can't see things the way it is, the way he wants to see it. He had to be able to see things from her perspective, too. And then she had to be able to not just see things her way, but she got to be able to see things his way, too. So you put both of them together, and you can find a place of agreement. So neither person is totally getting everything they want. But when you're selfish, it's your way or the highway. Now, this ain't a message I'm going to get a lot of amens. Because you've been put in the cooker.
Oh, yeah.
When there is unity and agreement and togetherness, there will be peace and pleasantness. Amen. Now, one thing that husbands and wives have to do, and even you as an individual, you have to identify the unity busters. Things that bust up the unity, things that break down unity, things that break oneness and that builds walls of separation. Satan is busy, and he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be busy in your life. When you hear people say the devil busy, they just bragging on him. I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody more busy than God. So don't tell me how busy the devil is. You just need to take authority over him and shut him down. You have the authority and the power given to you by God through the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to shut him down, to rebuke him, bind him, cast him out, trample him underneath your feet, stand against him, resist him, push him down, push him aside, walk all over the top of him. Amen. You ain't supposed to be dominated by the devil. Sin shall not have dominion over you. That includes the devil. You have the power to say no to any temptation that he brings. Put him out of business. Unemploy him. When he come to your life looking for a place to work in your family, you say, look, can't work here. And then you got to get some wisdom, some knowledge, and some understanding so you recognize that joker when he show up. Some people don't even know the devil working. He punching a time clock. That's why certain days, certain times of the day, you get aggravated. Right? Certain times of the week, you just get frustrated. You just say, this Wednesday, this is going to be a bad day. You already prophesying it. He know when to punch the time clock. I can go to work right here because they're going to get up in a bad mood on every Thursday. They get up on a bad mood. How many of you got your day? How many of y'all got a day that you just you got your day? How many of y'all got your day? Now, some of y'all ain't being honest. Y'all looking at me, but y'all ain't being honest. You know there's certain days of the week you have a hard time. My day used to be Monday. I ain't like going to work. I took more personal holidays on Monday. I love three-day weekends. I was all right Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But Monday, I had to get control of that. You need to recognize what times he come around you. You need to recognize that when people say certain things, that it just rub you the wrong way. The devil know everything rub you the wrong way. Somebody rub you wrong way at work and you come home and rub the whole family. Everybody wondering what happened to you. What are the unity busters? Let me tell you what they are, because everybody's going to have to contend with these. If you're going to build unity in your relationship, then you need to know the things that work against unity, things that work against oneness. I got a list of things. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them, but I'm going to clarify them a little bit. Poor communication is a unity buster. It leads to misunderstanding because there's verbal and nonverbal communication. How many of you know sometimes people think that if they ain't said nothing, everything all right? How many know you can say a lot without opening your mouth? How many know your eyes talk? How many know body language talk? Your husband go to touching, you do this. Oh, you just said something. You ain't said nothing. Yeah, you did. I ain't said nothing to him. Yeah, you did. She asks you to do something and you got looking up in the air. You just said a whole bunch. There she go again. You know when you don't like what's going on? Some of you get spiritual with it. Jesus! You ain't calling on Jesus. You ain't calling on Jesus. Because if you was calling on Jesus, you'd be submissive and humble. Lord, I just don't know if I can take this. That's right. I'm wondering how he putting up with you. Let me move on. poor communication break down unity. When you miscommunicate, when you're not honest, when you give the silent treatment. Now, silence have its place when you want to stop an argument. One of y'all just need to be quiet. Somebody got to be big enough to shut the trap. Your mouth is a trap. Somebody got to have enough sense to say, don't say nothing right now. Poor communication is a unity buster. If you don't take the time to express how you feel and to express your thoughts clearly, you can't expect people to be mind readers. A lot of times a woman wants a man to be a mind reader. Ain't I'm telling the truth? He ought to know me by now. He ought to know how I feel. I ain't got to tell him nothing. That's why he keep acting a fool, because you ain't open your mouth. That man don't know what's going on in you. You looking through pink eyeglasses. That's why you need a revelation. That's why you need a revelation of that woman, so you can understand better. All right, number two, a lack of shared purpose and goals. When you're going in opposite direction, you want different things in life, and you can't find any agreement concerning the direction that you're going in because of a lack of revelation of who you are together and what you can accomplish. When you don't have a common goal and a common vision, then you're going to pull in opposite direction, and when you do, then the walls of separation go up. So if you're single, you need to make sure that you marry somebody that's going in the same direction you're going in. You can't get hooked up with somebody that don't believe like you believe, don't love God like you love him, don't want to go to church like you want to go to church, and they'll go to church a little bit when you're dating because they want you. Oh, I think I can do it. How long is it going to take me to get out of church for a year? I can hang that. I can hang. I can hang for a year. And then you marry somebody like that, and in about 6 months, you wake up in the morning, and he growling at you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
I'm going to have church at the other side of church. I ain't going to church. I ain't never going to church. Wasn't no church goer, you know I was before you married me.
You was different before that.
No, I wasn't. I was just like this. All
right.
You got to find somebody going in the same direction. Husband, wife, you got to pull together. You can't pull apart. How you going to have unity if you're pulling apart? If you're always going in separate directions. If you have nothing in common. As you grow together as a husband and wife, you got to still grow together, and you still had to keep things in common, or otherwise you're going to grow apart from one another.
Amen.
You have to stay involved in each other's life. You have to keep on operating in first love principles. Praise God.
Praise God.
You got to be unified. I know with Cece, she checked me out when I met her. I checked her out. I asked her. I didn't know what God called me to do. I knew it was something, though. I said, God's got his hands on me. I need to find out about her before I really fall in love with her. You can tell when you're about to fall.
Yes, you can.
You can tell when you can't sleep at night thinking about him.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you daydream about and that's all you can see is them, you falling. When you can't wait to talk to them, you falling. When they just talking to you in a conversation, reach over and put their hand on you like that. And you go like, Cece like to talk with her hand. Sometimes we'd be talking, sitting there, and then she'd say, but you know, Greg, and she would just do that. Didn't it mean it nothing? And I look down there and say, she touched me. She put her hands on me. She touched me. And I put my hand back and say, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Don't touch her back, Greg. Don't touch her back. She wasn't meaning nothing by it, nothing sexual with that or nothing like that. But I mean, when you fall in love, every little if she touch you a little pinky, start seeing stars. She touched me. She touched me. She touched this little hand right here.